All right. Brother Shields going to come and greet you tonight, and we're always glad to have these folks with us. As I've told you before, in his absence and in his presence, and it's still so today, one of my dearest friends, two of my dearest friends, Brother and Sister Shields. They've been nice to me when I really needed a friend, and still are, and I appreciate them. I really do, and I think I'm speaking for the whole church. I want him to come here and say whatever he'd like to say, sing for us, whatever he wants to do tonight. And then we're getting mail for Janet, Brendan, Linda to sing. I wonder why they get requests. Huh? Now, this is in different handwriting, too. Sometimes I get 25 or 30 requests all in the same handwriting, you know. I'm joking. God bless you. All right. Bless you. Praise the Lord.
Brother Legion, praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to know the Lord?
Amen.
I mean, to know Him in the power of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of folks, they say they know Him. They know Him as the man. They know Him as Mary's darling baby. But I'm glad I know Him tonight in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Lord.
And if you know Him in the power of the Holy Ghost, it'll make a change in you.
Sure.
These folks that say they know Him, but they don't know Him in the power of the Holy Ghost, they haven't made any change. But when I got acquainted with Him and the Holy Ghost came into my life, it made a change in me.
Good.
It put something down in me that makes me just want to praise the Lord. Even when things are going wrong and things are troubled and the cares of life are bearing down, there's something down inside that says, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
You know, anybody can praise Him when everything's going all right. Everything's going good. You can say, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. But when things are going bad, and the darkness seems like it's pressing down, there's something down inside of you said, thank God I got a hope.
Lord.
What are we thanking for? Because we got a hope. You get the Holy Ghost, you got a hope. We got a promise, and I'm looking for that promise to split the clouds of heaven. It's just good to be here tonight, and blesses is a preacher that can testify about preaching. And I'm going to get that out of the way. I come to hear Brother Gilstrap tonight. Good to be here with him. And we want to give plenty of time and hear what the Spirit's got to say in the church. How many believe the Spirit can still speak to the church? I believe with all my heart that God's speaking to His people today. Amen. Lay aside everything and look up, because I'm coming. I'm going to be there on time. Praise the Lord. Lord bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. He deserves a big hand clap because of our job.
You know, they were coming back from Florida the other day, and got over around Lone Oak, did you say, somewhere near there?
5 miles, I don't know.
And he noticed his car began to smell. He said, you know, this thing's running hot. I had never had this car run hot before. I better pull over on the side of the road and check it. And the time he got stopped, went around to unlatch the hood, and flames was leaping out. And he just barely got Sister Shields and the luggage out of there. Burned to a crisp.
I mean, it burned down. It melted.
Did you get nervous? Did you get nervous, Sister Shields?
I turned to her. I said, "Where's the good?"
I was a bit nervous. I made a mistake and didn't know what to do. Because I was raising my hands crying.
How about that? Well, I know probably what he said. He probably said, "Let her go, Bill. She's Bill." Amen. Well, thankful that it happened in a way that it did, that no damage was done other than to the car. And cars can be replaced, but Brother and Sister Shields cannot be replaced. Amen. I look at DeRay back there. I look at myself. I say to myself, you know, you're just about to get it over with, you know. Look at him, how nice looking he is. See every tooth in his head, just all smiles, you know. And then I see Brother Shield. I'm going to tell you, he's 14 years my senior. And that makes me think, boy, the way he's going, looking and doing, I've got at least 14 more years to go to the Lord Terrace. And he's not through yet. I might have 28 years. Amen. I appreciate the fact that God... Then I look at Reagan, poor wrinkled fellow. He's doing all right, too, you know. Amen. Well, the Lord is good, regardless of age, isn't He? Praise God.